This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States is ready to protect U.S. personnel in the Middle East should the Israel-Hamas war escalate, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
We don't want to see our forces or our personnel come under fire, but if that happens, we're ready for it.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press says the White House is in close contact with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
It's vitally important that every measure be taken to protect civilians, that humanitarian assistance gets in to people who are caught in this crossfire.
And says 10 Americans are still unaccounted for.
We have a pretty strong idea that some number of the 10, at least, are being held in Gaza by Hamas.
He says negotiations continue into getting more hostages released. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel says Sunday a second batch of humanitarian aid was allowed into Gaza at the request of the U.S. and according to instructions from other political officials. On Saturday, 20 trucks entered in the first shipment into the territory since Israel imposed a complete siege 2 weeks ago. Sunday's batch included only water, food, and medical equipment with no fuel, Israel said. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday in Tel Aviv, Israel, accused Iran of involvement in the October 7th Hamas onslaught that triggered the Gaza counteroffensive by Israel and warned any escalation of the war could exact a cost from Tehran.
We're here today to tell Iran we're watching you. If this war grows, it's coming to your backyard. There won't be two fronts, there'll be three.
The Republican was speaking alongside a bipartisan group of senators whom offered support to Israel in their addresses.